top part of this figure shows that the lumen, or the diameter, of a blood vessel changes as you traverse through the vascular system. For example, an aorta is about 3 centimeters in diameter, and the diameter rapidly diminishes as you travel through the arteries and the arterioles all the way down to the capillaries. Then as you enter the venules, veins, and vena cava, once again the diameters of any representative vessel begin to increase. When one considers the total cross-sectional area, however, those very small vessels that have small diameters are also very large in number, so the total cross-sectional area is actually greatest in the capillary bed, which of course makes sense because you want to have a lot of surface area to transfer nutrients to body tissue.